The Godhead refers to the understanding of the triune nature of God, three persons in one essence. The Godhead consists of the Father, the Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Each person of the Godhead is distinct, yet shares the same divine essence. The Father, eternal source. The Father is the eternal source of the Godhead, the uncaused cause from whom the Son and the Holy Spirit proceed. He is the originator of all things and the sovereign ruler of the universe, creator and sustainer. The Father is the primary agent in creation, bringing the universe into existence. He sustains all things by his powerful word Hebrews 1:3 and governs the course of history according to his divine plan, nurturing and protective. The Father is often portrayed as a nurturing and protective figure. Jesus used the imagery of a loving father in the parable of the prodigal son Luke 15:11-32 to illustrate God's compassionate nature. Examples: creation. Genesis 1:1 begins with, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth," portraying the Father as the creator. Jesus' baptism. At Jesus' baptism in Matthew 3:17, a voice from heaven says, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased," revealing the Father's affirmation, sending the Son. John 3:16 emphasizes the Father's love in sending his Son. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, the Son Jesus Christ, Redeemer and Savior." Jesus' primary role is that of the Redeemer and Savior. Through his sacrificial death on the cross, he atoned for the sins of humanity, reconciling them to God. 1 Peter 2:24, 2 Corinthians 5:19. Incarnate Word. The Son, often referred to as the Word Logos in theological terms, is the second person of the Trinity. He became incarnate as Jesus Christ, taking on human flesh while remaining fully divine. John 1:14, Revealer of God. Jesus reveals the nature and character of God. In him, the fullness of God dwells bodily. Colossians 2:9, and through his life and teachings, humanity gains insight into the Father's love, mercy, and righteousness. Examples: incarnation. In John 1:14 it states, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us," portraying Jesus as God incarnate. Atonement. In Ephesians 1:7, "In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins," illustrating Jesus' role in atoning for humanity's sins. Revelation of the Father. John 14:9 records Jesus saying, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father," emphasizing his role in revealing God's nature. The Holy Spirit, indweller and empowered. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity who dwells within believers. He empowers and equips them for Christian living, guiding them into truth, and producing spiritual fruit. Galatians 5:22-23, convictor and regenerator. The Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. John 16:8. He also regenerates believers, bringing about a spiritual rebirth and making them new creations in Christ. Titus 3:5. Unity and fellowship. The Holy Spirit fosters unity among believers and facilitates their fellowship with God. Through his work, believers experience a deep, personal relationship with the Father and the Son. 2 Corinthians 13:14. Examples: conviction. In John 16:8, Jesus speaks of the Holy Spirit convicting the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. Regeneration. Titus 3:5 describes the Holy Spirit's role in regeneration. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Empowerment. Acts 1:8 notes Jesus saying, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you," highlighting the Spirit's empowering function, interactions within the Godhead, mutual love and submission. The members of the Godhead share a perfect and eternal love. Their relationship is marked by mutual submission and unity. Jesus, in his earthly ministry, modeled perfect submission to the Father's will. John 5:19. Economic Trinity. While all three persons are fully and equally God, they have distinct roles in the economy of salvation. The Father sends the Son, and both the Father and the Son send the Holy Spirit. This reflects their unified work in creation and redemption. Perichoresis. Perichoresis, a theological term, describes the mutual indwelling and interpenetration of the three persons of the Trinity. They exist in an eternal dance of love and communion, perfectly united in purpose and essence. In summary, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit constitute the Godhead, three distinct persons sharing the same divine essence. Each person has unique roles and functions in the divine plan, working harmoniously to accomplish the purposes of creation, redemption, and the nurturing of believers. The relationships within the Godhead serve as a model for the unity, love, and perfect community to which believers are invited through their relationship with the Triune God.